Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
When I tell people I just got back from Georgia, they think peaches, peanuts, pine trees, the usual things that put Georgia on one's mind. Like that song by Ray Charles, A Georgia Boy. But I went to the other Georgia, the country, in the Caucasus, used to be part of the Soviet Union, still lives in the chilling shadow of Russia. Georgia has only 3.7 million people, but mountains taller than the Rockies, a language unrelated to any in the world. The country adopted Christianity before Rome and is full of ancient Orthodox churches and monasteries. It's a country with breathtaking scenery, gorgeous choral music, beautiful women, and handsome cows that wander the roads free range. The cows, not the women. Also, terrific wine. Georgians have been making that for 6,000 years, mostly in huge clay jars and using grapes you won't find anywhere else. Not much gets exported to the U.S., so if you see some in your local store, grab it while you can. Georgia is the shortest route from Asia to Europe, so it's been dealing with invaders for centuries. Persians, Turks, Arabs, and especially Russians. They ran the place in the 1800s. Joseph Stalin, a local boy, made the country a communist hell. As the Soviet Empire crumbled in 1991, Georgians seized their independence. But in 2008, Vladimir Putin launched his ongoing campaign to restore Russian greatness by invading Georgia. There's a truce now, but Moscow still controls 20% of Georgian territory. More than four-fifths of Georgians say they want to join the European Union. It will soon decide whether to advance the country's application. But the current government in Tbilisi, the capital, is controlled by the Georgian Dream Party, founded by a local billionaire with strong ties to Moscow. Most Georgians support Ukraine in its war with Russia. Hundreds have gone to fight there. But their own government disapproves. The prime minister even accused Ukraine of trying to foment a coup to replace his government with a friendlier one. Voters could do that themselves in next year's elections, but the opposition is hopelessly disorganized. So Georgians will just have to endure, smiling uneasily at Russia, while not so secretly yearning to join the West. A tough act, but the wine helps. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.